The fast. Okay, we're continuing in the Tanya on page 435, at the end of the 12th chapter, left-hand column. We're talking about how you have the tzimtzum in the creation through the different substitutions and transpositions of the Hebrew letter, and Tanya gave examples of that. And we're on the third paragraph, umamshich umevair. Yeah. Yep. And the Rebbe continues and explains as mashmos ha-tzimtzum, the implication of the tzimtzum ha-nasa al-yidei ha-chilufim v'hatmuros b'emtzos dugmas me'or ha-yorech. Can you give more examples about the substitutions and the transpositions via the means of the example of the light of the moon? So continues the words of the Tanya. Kein derech mashal dugmas or ha-me'ir balayla. So all these activities, it's like we can give an example to the light that reflects from at night bar. It's mina areach from the moon. V'yareach humei hashemesh. The light of the moon comes from the sun. V'nimtza or shal ha'aretz hu or ha'or shal hashemesh. So it comes out the light that the moon shines at night. It could be very bright at night from the moon's light. Really, it's the light of the sun. It's all it is. It's the light of the sun. Says the Tanya. Kenisker la'el, as we mentioned before, inyan hachiluf, the concept of the substitution, moira al shneidurim, teaches us two things. Mitzad echad yeshna shaychus kolshi bein ha'os ha'machlifa lo'os ha'makaris. There, first of all, is some connection between the letter that has substituted to the original letter, as the bracket says, because if there was no connection, you couldn't switch them. That's number one. And second hand, kivan shezo os chadasha, now that it's a new letter, it's not the same letter, hachiyah sheba, the life force from it, mitzumtzemes ma'od biyachas la'os ha-mekoris. It's much more constricted in relation to the original letter. So it's got a connection to the original letter, but much more constrained. And this can be understood with the example of the light of the moon and the sun. Bizarre Nemar. The Zohar says, Siara leisle migarmoklum. Siara is Aramaic for the moon. Just like the word Esther comes from Siara. So it's also like the moon. So so the moon doesn't have anything of itself. Leisle migarmoklum. V'reach ein shum or mishalas, the moon doesn't have any of its own light. Elo kol orahu rak ma shemekabel me'ashemesh. Its whole light is only what it gets from the sun. V'nimtza comes out, she'or yareach hu or ha-shemesh ha-me'ir ba'layla b'emtzos ha-yareach. The light of the moon really is the light of the sun that illuminates at night via the moon. Right? V'yachanim zos, and together with that, or hayareach ha-meir b'layla enodoma klal or ha-shemesh ha-meir b'yom kenir ha-mechush. And certainly the light that comes out of the moon isn't compared at all to the light that comes out of the sun, as we could tell. It doesn't make it broad daylight. I mean, you could see. But you don't have to have sunglasses at night, no matter how full moon and all. You never need sunglasses. Okay, hatam, the reason l'kachu, mipnei she'or ha-shemesh ha-meir al yedei ha-yareach mishtaneh u-mischalef u-meir b'ofen shana, because the light of the sun via the moon changes and is substituted with a different type of light. That's why it's a very good analogy. Li'esavir, to further explain, be'or ha-shemesh asmo yeshnam kama v'kama dargos, in the light of the sun itself there's many different levels. Or hakorav al hashemesh hu betokef yoser, the light that's close. You get closer to the sun; it's a lot brighter and a lot hotter. Ukechol shor misrachek, and then as the light goes further away, next page 436 mimena hu nechlesh yoser, gets much weaker. Ubeze gufa yesh nehevdo ben or hameir bachutz, and this already you see a difference between the light that illuminates towards the outside. Lor Hashemesh Hamer Bebayis Bemtzos Chalon Gadol, to the light of the sun as it illuminates into a house through a big window, or Chalon Katan O Nakav, or a small window or one with holes. Shaaza or Mitzumtzum Beyoser, now the light becomes even less. But in spite of all those changes, or who oto mahut or that light, whatever light that gets through, it's this same light, or hashemesh, the light of the sun. On the other hand, when the sun's light now shines via the moon, in spite of the fact it is, yes, the light of the sun, now there's an essential change that's happened. So that is not the light of the sun. It's the light of the sun that's been substituted. And what is the wording of the Rebbe when he explained this? He says, "Or ha'or shel Hashemesh, the light of the light of the sun." That's what he called it. Who or ha'or, the light of the light. For example, do you have to worry about the UV index?
No.
It's interesting. You look at these forecasts in these southern climates. You know, also yes. During the day, it goes 7, 8, 9, 10. Nighttime, 0. Yeah. Why is there no UV? It's reflecting the sun. It's a different light. There's no UV, doesn't have brightness, you don't need sunglasses, all those things, because it's a different type of light. But you cannot deny that it's is mamish coming from the sun. That is the same thing with the substitutions and the transpositions of the letters. Shenasos biosis elyonos kasher ho'or aloki sheba osios ho'asor mamoros mislabesh biosim mislachefas. When the divine light that is in the original word letters of the ten utterances is enclosed now in substituted letters, nasabo shinamasi, there is a genuine essential change. The creatures that come out of this are new creatures, but a much lower level. As the Rebbe now is going to explain the many different levels. Now the next words are the Tanya. So it is, as analogous, ha'osio shibamoros, hein klolos, hamshachas hachius, va'or va'koch, miudosu shal kodesh baruch hu livro ha'olomis, me'ayin la'esh, ul'chayosim l'kaimen, kolzman meshach ritzonis baruch. That the letters of the original mamoros, they in general are what? They're the hamshachas, they're the flow of life, and the light and the power of the midas of Hashem to create worlds of from nothing to something and to give them life and to maintain them as long as God wants. That's in general. Umichlolos hamshachav ara gedola hazu heir Hashem vehim shich mimena toldoseh. And from the general light, then Hashem illuminates and continues the toldoseh, like the children, what comes out of that, kiyotzeva, that's similar to that. Vanofe and its branches, Shein Toldos Hamshachas Meosios, they are now next generation, as we'll say, coming out from those lights. Vehein Hein, and what are those? Those are the Chilufa Ososut Meraseim. Those are the exchanged letters and the transpositions. Ubara Behen Bruim Pratim Shibachom. That comes the details of creation in the world. Commentary. The letters of the ten utterances, they are the overall attributes of Hashem that are being pulled in to create and give life to the world. And to this great light, Yeshem told Oseim Vanofim. They're branches of that. Pratim, detail, Shem Ki Yeshem. They're similar to that. These are the interchanged letters. They also give off life, divine light, similar to the life force of the letters themselves. Since it's the light of the light, from Hashem's attributes, it's a lot more constrained than the original light. From the light of the light, that one, Nisavu, comes to Ribu Nevra and Pratim, the many detailed creatures, Shem Psu, Puchus, Puchus, Amal, have a lower level of existence, Lagabi Nevra, Aklam, over the overall creative forces that have been created. Okay, continues the Tanya. These are the last words of the Tanya here. V'chein here Hashem owed, Hashem also illuminated more. V'himshich v'horid ha'ora de ha'ora de ha'ora. Now Hashem has the light of the light of the light. Me ha'aras ha'osos, from the original light of the letters. So he continues on and descends more in the level of the chain going down. Until it gets finally down to the most inanimate, like the stones and dirt. And their names are Evan Va'ofar. Etc. So many changes and switches and this and that, all these different forms, till we finally get down to the lowest level. He's saying the original tzimtzum he mentioned in the first paragraph is not enough. Big day lohavas nifraim nechusim odios to create much lower creatures. Himshich v'hari hara the hara the hara me hara. So also have the light of the light of the light of the light of the original letters. And that's not enough. Acher sims, after all that simsum, himshich oid v'horid ad lamatamad. He continues lower and lower. Al yidei chilufin dechilufin, more exchanges. Utmuras utmuras ad hakoch aloki magil at darkas and ruch b'yos, until the divine light is as low as it can get. They call you read as elu, from all those descents, nivra hadomi mamish kavori v'afar, that creates the lowest inanimate objects. Kvishus kol paragal, as we mentioned in the first chapter. Quoting the words of the Tanya now. Sha'av shalo husker shem, shame, even. Even though you don't have the word even, rock, stone, in the Torah, become of them, gam le'even, yeshchias alokis ma'asar ma'amaros shal yodam humisavet. There is a life force from the original ten ma'amaros that finally exchanged themselves till we got to the word even. But that life came through many different exchanges. Okay, the commentary has a bit to say now as we finish this up. Okay, mitochno haklali shaperksa, from the overall content of this chapter, ola hadgosha chadosha begoidel v'toikav his haskus shalakovas alokis. We now have a new stress of the great power of the unity of the divine forces with God's unique simplistic oneness of Hashem. The different creatures that are different from each other in the seven firmaments. They're all different expressions of exchanges and switches of the overall life forces that existed in the words, let there be a firmament. Therefore, what's the inner essence of all the things that were created? What is this one thing? It's a revelation of divine life that was encapsulated in the words of Yehi Rakia. Just Bofanim Shem, just in different ways. It's all permutations of the same Yehi Rakia. And that's with anything in general that was created. Yisrael is more than that. Kol Asar Samoris HaKlolis, of the ten Mamoris in general, Einam Elachav Beis, meaning Hamshachas Mesferis Halokis. It's only 22 flows from the divine spheros. All the multiplicity of creation, as the pasuk says, as it says in Tehillim, "Marabu Masech Hashem." How numerous are your actions, Hashem? All that. It's just different mixing up and changes of the 22 letters. Shem Hamshachas Al Yonim LaHavos Me'ayin LaEish Nivraim Rabim V'Shanim V'Chusim Elosam. It's just flows, supernal flows, to make something from nothing, to create many different things in quality and quantity. The content of everything in the world is just one thing. It's an expression with 22 letters. That's it. Dover Zem Magala, what does that reveal to us? Shechav Beis Osios, Alaf Hayutan HaKochas HaMitzumtzom Mipolim Ben Ivraim HaMugbolim. Even though through these 22 letters, even though we could have forces that are very constricted and act in a very constrained way, Biptumiyosan, Hain, Bilti, Mugos Kal. In their inner content, they're not restricted at all. Right? They're not in the inner content. However, Shemechafes Osius Bovad, Mishavim, Kol Kacharbe, Sugi, Biminim, Shalavrim, Melamdus, the fact that the 22 letters are able to create so many different things that teaches us. Shaviosos, in every letter, Taman Koch Aloki Bilti Mugbo. Every letter has a divine power that's unlimited. Liosa Muchodim Betachlus Ayuchad Masfiros, to be united completely with the Sfiros. Umuchodos Ba'achtus Pshutim Mekodesh Baruch, and they're unified with one simplicity with the Hashem. Ukavish is that Ezla Adam Lavla, so it is as a mashal, a comparison as were with a person. Kechol Shemidas HaChesed Shebeleva Adam Gedol VaChazak Yosher. Let's say you're Midah of Chesed, kindness. The stronger it is inside of you, Kach Gam Kamus Veichus Pulus Hashpas HaChesedlo Yirba Visatsu. What you'll do will be much greater and stronger. Vehein Yasu Bafanim Shanim Umeguvarim Yosher. Will be done in all different ways, different colors, as it were. Right, and you know, and the more Chesed you put in. You know, you can have all different created ways of doing chesed. There's not one way to do chesed. Thousands of ways to do chesed. And if it's less, it'll be less of a chesed. It doesn't take as much effort. So does above. Kivan Shabaosis, Hain, Bilti Mugbolos, those letters are unlimited. They create all different types of creatures. Now, you're not going to say, let's say, when you... whatever. You jump in front of a car to save a person's life. That's a chesed. Yeah. You lend someone a nickel. That's a chesed. You let a person cut in front of a line. It's a chesed. Are you going to say there's three different Mikeys? three different people over there. Well, same person. As a matter of fact, same attribute. Just a little bit more light, a little less light. But it's all same. It's one. It's the same thing with Hashem. It's all one. Zuna kudosa shalat perak ha-messiah mishar ha-yichav. This is the point that this chapter ends this entire book. Levar legalos keitzad gam bepulosu shal oisus b'olam hazeh nikaras achtusa abilti mugol shal kodesh baruch hu. To explain and to reveal how it is that with all the actions of the letters in the world, you can tell it's recognizable the infinite unity of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'achidishu b'shtei pradim, and the insight is in 2 points. L'chol ha-rosh, first of all, his galos ha-achtos pshuta, it reveals the simplistic oneness, k'vi shehi mizbarav ha-zeh, hu mukhash es yoser. As has been explained in this chapter, you can really sense it. The chav beis osius bovad, next page, mahavis ribui otsum shel nivraim shodim. The 22 letters are able to produce all these different characteristics, where in the earlier, look at point 30, Mashen came to Prakam HaKodmin, which we didn't find in the earlier chapters, Ha'achtos Pshuta, then the simplistic oneness, Miskala B'kachos Revil Shasfiros V'amoros Ha'al Yodim Eina Olam V'nikroim V'sheimos, that the Sfiros and the higher Amoros, they're not called with the names. That was just that the spheres are connected to Shem. Now you're saying the 22 letters, right, create all that. Ach ikar achidishu, but the main insight is, Shah achtos pshuta enam isgala, the simplistic unity is not revealed except, right, the kochos alokos with the higher forces. Not only that, elagam bebrias atz, but in the creation itself. It doesn't reveal itself only in God's strength, but in the creation itself. Shiva Sarakim, the seven firmaments, V'chol Tzvar Shavar Shavar, and all the hosts above. Shem Nivraim, I mean, Soimel, that everything you find in this world, Einam Ela Pratim Shal Nivra Echa Kloli, it's only one detail of Harikia, the firmament. Uvon Kloli Yosef, and a more general, Koim Vrayim Kulu, Einam Ela Bidu Shal Chav Peis Ozova, it's only 22 letters. The unity of Hashem doesn't reveal itself just in the divine force that acts in the world, but also with the creatures itself. We finished that. Okay, so now we're going to, still got a couple minutes. We're now going to do, the Tanya now has a, not the Tanya, fixed commentary of Rav Kahan. Has about a six-page Sikum Klali, which is an overall summary, which I think is not a bad idea since we started this way more than a year ago.
New for me, so good.
So yeah, so you'll be able to catch up on this. So yeah.
It's a good ending.
I imagine it'll be about 2 weeks on this, more, which will run us right up to after Purim, and then I still haven't decided. Nothing speaking to me yet. We'll see. Okay. So now he introduces the Sikum Klali. Shar ha'yichav unah posech b'pasuk. This whole book start with the pasuk. V'yadata hayom, know this today. V'ashivos alvecha, and bring it into your heart. Ki Hashem hu Elokim b'ashamayim imal, that Hashem is the God of the heavens above. Elaris mitachas, to the world below. Eino, there is nothing else. That's how it started. V'achein, and truly, ha'briach ha'tichon, shochelek zeh, Shel Hatanya, the Briach HaTichon is like that, the main link, you know, like you had in the Mishkan, that one thing went through all the, what do you call it, what's the English word for that? You know what it is, the main link, whatever, the thing that goes right through all the poles, you have a hole through all the boards. So I don't know what a good English word for that is.
Chain, it's like
the main chain link, whatever it is, the main beam. Okay, well, the main beam shall chelek ze shall hatanya, and this will be the main part of the Tanya. Who bear hatevos ein od is to explain the words ein od kipshut mamish, exactly what they mean. Hakadosh Baruch Hu yochad biyuchad vein od shumetzius malvado. Hashem is one unique, and there is no other reality besides Him. Bavon kolin in general. We can divide this book into two sections. Which is really explaining two different sides of this unity, two sides of the same coin. The first section, Prakim Aleph to Zion, chapters 1-7, how he deals with Hashem's unity in relation to the created worlds. Lamro shenivru nivraim rabim, in spite of the fact that many different creations were made. B'chozo, still in all, b'shamayim imal, from the heavens above, valoris mitachas, to the world below, eino, there's nothing else. Kipshuto mamash, the simple pshat, there is nothing else. So that's where the unity in relation to what's in the world. Chelek hasheni, the second section, prokim chesti at beis, 8-12, now then we talk about the unity as it is by Hashem Himself. Hashem is one. There's no multiplicity within Hashem, not in the smallest way possible. So the first half is discussing the unity of Hashem, how it's understood, how it relates to the world, and then how we understand the unity as it relates to Hashem. So therefore he's going to have chelek Rishon and Chelek Sheni. Chelek Rishon, Mavusam al Maimer HaBaal Shem Tov. The first section is based on the famous statement of the Baal Shem Tov, which was brought in the beginning of the first chapter, and the pasuk Leolam Hashem Devorcha Nitzav Bashamayim. Forever Hashem, your words stand in the heavens. She Devorcha, the words. That's Devorcha. Sha'amarta, when you said, for example, Yehi Rakia, Besoch HaMayim, let there be a firmament in between the waters. Tevos Va'osazel, those words, Elu, Hein Nitzavos Va'omdos, those words stand forever. Besoch Rakia Shemayim, inside the firmaments. That's what it says, Lo'olam, Hashem's name, Yurei Vavei, Devorcha, your words of creation stand in the heavens. And they're clothed within the firmaments to forever give them light. And that's how it is with all other creations. Every aspect of creation, every instant, exists because of the word of Hashem that's enclosed within them. And even the things that are in the world that are not mentioned in the 10 utterances. There is a divine force that devolves and, what do you call it, constrains through different exchanges, until it creates that being as its definition should be. That was chapter 1. That it's Hashem's words keeping everything existing. Perek Beis Mizbar HaHigayon HaSichli Shibarev said. Now he explains the logical understanding of that. The main point is Shekivan Sha'olam Mechudash Yesh Me'ayin. Since the new world comes something from nothing, Imkenu Zokik L'Koh Chaloki HaMechadish Yechadish M'Sos B'Chleis. Therefore it needs the divine power to constantly renew their existence every moment. And how did he draw that? From a Kalvo Chomer, Mikrias Yamsuf. That was he learned from a fortiori, from the splitting of the sea. Shachidish al Amida Samayim, Kinod Ukachoma, that when Hashem made the split and the water was standing, you know, away like a wall, what did it need? It had to continually renew when it said there was a Ruach Kadim, an eastern wind. That eastern wind of that part had to constantly blowing at it to keep it stuck up like the way it was. And there's no difference between the sea, for it was a one, you know, short time miracle, but needed energy of Hashem to constantly flow to make it happen. No different than anything that's a static creation in our eyes also needs that power to keep it going. That's the logic behind that. Okay, Beperek Gimel Misparis Hamiskan Ha'olam Mikach B'Nogel Hashem. The third chapter tells us what the conclusion that we must draw from these two points regarding the oneness of Hashem. He says, quote, after these true words, Kol Maskil Al Dvar, anybody who's smart, Yavin Lashur, will know for sure, Eshkol Nivra Yesh, Yeshkol Nivra V'Yeshu Be'emes Nechshav La'ayin V'Efes Mamish. Every creature that exists is truly, really nothing. Mamish, legabe koch hapol v'ruach v'yishnifal, in comparison to the active force and the spirit of Hashem's mouth that acts upon it. Hamahavos ha'tomid u'motzi me'osomei mamish l'ayin, that acts upon it always and makes it be something from nothing. That's the logical conclusion. Since the only source of existence is the continuous flow of Hashem's energy that makes the something from nothing, and it keeps it being a something, therefore in and of itself, without Hashem, is truly nothing. The whole content of the existence of the world is only the field reality that comes out of the command of Hashem of the ten utterances. Without that, they have no existence. Okay. Behem Shechaperek, continuing that chapter, Mevar Admar Azokin, the Rebbe explains, as Otsam Bitul Hanifroim Lumakarim Behemtsos Mashal Meor Hakol B'Shemesh. He explains the essential nullification of creatures to their source through the means of the analogy of the light that's incorporated within the sun, inside the sun. Shekasher hu b'makara b'guf ha-shemesh. When the light is in the sun, a nofel of shem zeh klal. It doesn't have any name at all. It doesn't have a name of light. Rak shem ayin vevesh, just nothing. Ki be'emes hu shem, or shem, le'ayin vevesh mamesh. When it's there, it's really nothing. Shein Meir Shom, there's no light there. Rak Makor Levado, the source is there. Shu Guf Hashem Shor, that is the essence of the sun that illuminates. Veves Belado, there's nothing about that. Quoting the Tanya, Ukedvar Ma'ela Mamish Bidmusam Bitsalmum Haim Kolonivrim. And that's exactly what all creatures are. Lagavi Shefa Loki, Miruach Piva Shavelem, of Me Hava Osam, from the power of Hashem's force that flows into them and gives them existence. So now, Perek said, that third chapter, Mashem HaSabir explained, finishes the explanation, how the existence of these creatures don't change at all the absolute oneness of Hashem. Even when they exist, their true definition, they're like mamish nothing, just like a ray from the sun in relation to the sun. Im kein, therefore, ein shum etzius on sefer shalach. There's no extra reality of unity. Ein ol, there's nothing else. Kipshuta mamish. And we'll stop it there for today. And maybe we can finish it all next week. Maybe. Okay, shkoyach.